This is Tom Luciano from Climax, Kentucky. Speaking of Climax, do you and Mrs. Cody incorporate any auditory enhancements while in the throes of passion? I will hang up and eagerly listen.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
I'm very excited about this episode. My dad is a quirky guy. That's what I've come up with. Yeti, we're calling this the Quirks, the Quirk segment. We are celebrating today quirkiness. We all have them. Last week, my dad made fun of me for having this thing with bags. I made it. What did I make, Dad? What did I make fun of you about? Why am I talking? This is your show.
The umbrellas.
Yes. You were like
bags versus umbrellas.
You were saying some lady using umbrella for shade was using an umbrella wrong, and that's just a blasphemous thing. That's not really a quirk, but you're just a weird guy. You have a lot of quirks. The reason I'm talking to start this episode is because I want to call you out. We're about to celebrate quirks today. We got a bunch of our listeners to send in their quirks. God, I've set the podcast record for quirks said in the first minute.
Quirk. You say quirk.
I'm not even saying it right. Whatever. All I'm saying is we got a bunch of submissions. I was a little skeptical of if the audience would bring it, and they did. We have over 10 submissions. But today, the day we were going to record this segment, I was like, man, this is going to be fun. I'm leaving lunch. Me and my dad went to our favorite wing joint. We got some wings. We got 8 wings each. My dad celebrated the fact that he ate 5. He ate 5 of 8 wings, and he was like, man, I was hungry. That was like a true thing that happened at lunch.
Sorry.
What? I was full.
That's not even the quirk, how little my dad actually eats. He just like lives off beer.
An unnecessary ad, by the way.
But the quirk is, so my dad takes home his 3 wings because he eats his big lunch. He had a big lunch today and ate the 5 wings. So he's walking out with his box of wings. And he's like, I'm parked right near the entrance. So I'm in my car pulling out as my dad is parked farther away, walking still to his car. And I see my dad open the side door, his passenger door, as if he were on a date. And he opens his door and he puts his leftovers in the car, closes it, and then starts to like walk around to get. And I'm just like rolling down my window. I'm like, what? I was like, what are you doing?
Did you buckle them in, Greg?
I did not. Why is that so weird?
Dad, it is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. Like, it was the box too big? I know you have a small car, but like, what? Just explain the thought process.
There was no thought process. You do that. I mean,
when you do that, like, it's good manners.
I was gonna put the wings on the passenger seat, so why wouldn't I open the passenger door to do it?
Dad, 99 out of 100 people are just holding it, getting in the car, and then putting it on the seat that they just set. Right, Yeti? Am I crazy on this?
No, you are right. That's the way most people do it. If it's something that you can hold in your hand like that, you just get
even
in the
groceries.
Car.
If I have a handful of like 4 full bags of groceries, because I'm a guy, I know the whole shopping cart thing's a thing with me, but I'm a guy who like, I leave the shopping cart in the store. I'll walk out with like my hands full of groceries so I don't have to do the whole cart thing. Like get rid of it. I just leave it in the store. Anyways,
ridiculous.
I will get into the car and then with those full, whoop them over the steering wheel and put them on the passenger seat. Like I.
No, you don't do that. You don't whoop.
You are just like, you don't whoop. No, that was just, that blew my mind. That blew my mind.
By the way, when you were accusing me of a lunchtime related quirk, that isn't even the one that I thought you were going to refer to, because I discovered over lunch today that I attribute human emotions to leftover chicken wings. There was a, you had left one wing on your plate.
Yeah, I had a big lunch. I had a big lunch, 7.
That's right. You ate like 7 wings. And I found myself feeling bad for that wing. I'm like, take a bite out of that wing. What are you doing? You know.
And I flipped it around. I show you that I had. You were only looking at the part that I hadn't bitten.
There's nothing lonelier than one wing on a plate. You know, it's just, you can't let that happen.
So this is very exciting. We have quirks. We all have them. And let's start. We should just jump into this because we have a lot to get to.
We also have imaging.
Whoa.
We have, oh my God, Yeti is back. Yeti brought it.
Yeti Blanc Original right here for you, Greg.
Let's get this party started.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now's your chance to show if you're weirder than Greg Cody.
Wow.
Let's go. Who are we coming out with first?
Hey, guys. This is Steve Arduini, and my quirk would be putting words... Damn it. F*** you, Yeti. Hey, guys. This is Steve Arduini, and my quirk would be putting the letters of words into alphabetical order when I hear them regularly, something I kind of can't turn off in my brain. So, for example, if I hear Greg Cody, it'd be E-G-G-R. C-E-O-T, Zagaki, A-A-C-K-I-G-Z. I'm weird and I love the show.
Okay, I have an idea right now. This is going to be fun. I'm going to call... Actually, this is Steve. He's Lauer After Hours, friend of the show. I'm friendly with Steve. Ooh, I said friendly. I'm friends with Steve. That was a big difference between friendly and friends. I'm so friendly that I have his phone number. I don't... Let's see if he really can do this or whether he... like had those all pre because he was he could have like been reading all those and faking it.
Yeah, it could be a fraud.
Oh yeah, let's see if Steve's a fraud.
So what he's saying here, if you didn't catch it, is that he can take any word that he hears basically or any name and put all the letters in alphabetical order. So I'm gonna tell him Tua Tagovailoa, and I want him to.
Oh my god, he may not even know how to spell Tagovailoa.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, while we're dialing him, that was two out of Steve's four attempts. Poor guy was so rattled, but I conned him into trying it out.
He's going to be like, why is Chris calling me? This is weird. We have a text relationship. I don't think I've ever called him. He's probably too nervous to answer. He's like, this is something must be wrong.
The drama is building.
Wow. This is a power move.
Yeah. When you don't answer when Chris Cody calls.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you know what? We're going to try back. I'm going to try back in a little bit. I'm sure he's going to text me and like throughout this recording, maybe later on in the episode, I'll call him again. Let's move on to the next one.
Yeah. So, our next caller is Alex.
Hey, it's Alex. Greg Cody. Yum.
That's it.
Yes.
I guess his weird thing is turning you into the Red Robin jingle.
Wow.
Maybe his quirk is that at times where he's supposed to say something, he just sings that random tune. Okay. But I love the idea that this is not people sharing their quirks with us. If they're just quirky, I don't know if I say that word right. Get off my back. I like people just calling in and doing random things too. So it could be them saying something quirky or just doing weird shit.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was 5 seconds of performance art.
Yes.
And we really appreciate it.
That's how you do it. If you want to get on this show, you call in, leave us a message with just something odd and funny, and you will get played. I'm serious. Forever.
Yeah, for real. Our next one is Jesse, and he puts his sandwiches together in an interesting manner.
All right, my name is Jesse Munson, and my weird idiosyncrasy is whenever I get like a cheeseburger, I have to make it in a certain order as far as the toppings. Ketchup and mustard, pickle have to go in the bottom bun. And then on the top is like lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. And then in that order too, the lettuce is on the bun top, and then the tomato, and then the mayonnaise on the actual bread. But it's only when I make the sandwich myself, or like if I'm assembling something at a barbecue, if I go to a fast food joint, whatever way it's made, I'm fine eating it that way. Love the show, and I hope this makes it. If not, I don't care. Thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. No, go ahead. Let's talk about his burger thing first, because that was weird at the end.
Are you that way, Greg, with your sandwiches?
No, I'm not, but I think it's perfectly normal, and that's in the category of habit. That's pure habit, I think. You know, it's like me always putting my left sock and my left shoe on before my right. I think it's just something you started doing, and then you can't stop now, and that sounds like what that is.
Yeah, because he's like, I can eat the burgers if they're prepared that way at a restaurant, so it's not a taste thing. It's just like, you know, it's a quirk.
Well, I wonder if he actually used to work in a restaurant, because Wendy's, this is the only restaurant I ever worked at, and I lasted a whole whopping 6 weeks there. But they actually, their formula is white, red, green. I can't remember what goes on the top or the bottom bun. Like I said, there's a reason I only lasted 6 weeks there.
It's onion on the top, then tomato, then the lettuce.
Yeah, white, red, green.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, I wonder if it comes from something like that or if he's just kind of always been that way. But yeah.
The sandwich thing is interesting enough, but I want to hear the last like 4 seconds of this again, because this was like an odd dismount by this guy.
Love the show, and I hope this makes it. If not, I don't care. Thanks a lot.
So he does he care or not? Like, yeah. Why, like, what's going on there? Why does he need to feel the need to, like, this isn't that important to me.
Right. I appreciate the laissez-faire attitude. You know, I like the non-committal, so that it puts me in charge. You know, he doesn't give a shit whether we play it or not, so then it's up to us whether or not we play it. All the burden is on us. I'm fine to accept that august grave responsibility.
He is kind of taking pressure off of us. He's like, I just want you guys to know that this isn't that important. It's like, I wish this meant something to you. That was an interesting, you know, burger take you had there.
That's right.
Anyways, corking it.
Yeah. All right. So our next guy is at Randy Burns on Instagram, which I really wonder, is that a real name? Randy Burns.
Wow.
Hey, guys. It's Randall from Vancouver, Washington. I'm at Randy Burns on Instagram. My fear is of dropping my keys in sewer grates. I've never done it, but I get a cold sweat if I walk over a grate and I've got car keys in my hand. I don't know why, but there's just something about them that I don't like, and it has bothered me. And yeah, if somebody points it out, it'll bother me even more, but I just don't like grates, and I'm worried I'm going to drop my car keys in them. The gacky.
I mean, yes. my dad's favorite so far. You were nodding the entire time.
I love that quirk because I can relate to it. The grates that you look down upon, literally and figuratively, are terrifying. And when I walk across a grate, it isn't so much my car keys. I worry about dropping my cell phone.
Your life. Oh, your cell phone. I thought you meant the whole thing. You were just worried about your life and like caving in the whole thing.
You know, I'll evaporate right between the grates. I'll never be heard from again. You guys will do the following podcast by yourself because I fell through grates and was never heard from again. I can totally relate to this guy's quirk. I agree with him. You can't trust grates. You have to be careful, clutch everything tightly when you're walking over a grate.
When he first spoke, I thought he was talking about grapes. And I was about to be like, I'll fight you. I mean, it's odd that you're dropping keys into grapes, but whatever we're into, you're into. But I'm with you. I actually enjoy walking on these things. I like it where the one where you like step on the front half of it and it pops up the second half, and you step on the second half and it like makes a little boom sound. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. I love the little uneven ones that you like step on and you hear the little noise.
Does it bother you if you don't get to level it out on the other side?
That's what I mean. If I walk over a grate and I don't hear a noise of me slamming down one end, then I'm disappointed.
I actually have a grate related quirk of my own.
A great, great quirk.
That's right. The grate and the manhole cover are related. They're like brothers. And I never step on a manhole cover, ever. That's like a quirk of mine. I will go around it, or I will take a cartoonish long stride over it. I will never step on a manhole cover, and here's why. You read about maybe once or twice a year, somebody is killed or maimed gruesomely when the manhole cover explodes and bursts into the air at random. When people are walking over it, it's a terrible way to go. Not that I've ever gone that way, but never walk on a manhole cover.
Is it called a person hole now? You know, 2021.
All right, let's go to our next caller. It is
Yeti. I think they're all introducing themselves. You could probably say, "Here's the next one."
Here's our next caller.
Hi, this is Pal Crisol at Where to Waco on Twitter. Not really a question, just inspired by Greg Cody's pipes to do a little version of my own. Jack Frost! I messed that up already. Shit. How does that song go? This is gonna kill me. I'm Pal Christmas, and I should know this. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yes.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. There we go. Yeah, a little limited fake Greg Cody singing. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love the way people, like, I love there's an odd, like, the dismounts here are interesting. I love it. It's like, thank you. It's like, I hope I make it, but I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm enjoying listening to how we dismount out of these, but that was good. Singing's right. Always going to win around here.
I'm glad he didn't perform my R-rated version of that song. He kept it clean. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, you had to edit that out of last year's episode.
Your nuts.
Yeah. My nuts roasting there on an open fire.
Now there's going to be 45 minutes of text strings of, should we air that? Is it too inappropriate?
Jack Frost snipping at my ass.
Should we ask the Miami Herald? Is that appropriate?
No.
We're all right, here's the next one.
Hi, my name is Tyler. My Instagram handle is CharminTP13 without the G. Here's my weird thing that I do. I can't get out of the shower without my feet being dry. So after I take a shower, it's required that I dry my feet before I put it onto the dry shower mat directly outside of the bathtub. And if it's not, it ruins my entire day. Like, I might as well go back to bed. That's it. Have a good day. Bye.
Wow. That's that's one of the oddest ones we've gotten so far. He has a towel in the... He's got. So he dries one foot, puts it out, dries the other foot, takes it out because... How do you dry both feet before getting out? That's impossible, right? You have to obviously dry one, get it out of the tub, and then dry the other said feet.
I don't relate to that. Like, I don't like for my bathroom floor to be wet because I'm just terrified of people slipping and, like, breaking their neck, but which is a quirk of mine. But
every other part of his body is remaining wet when he gets out. So it's dripping. It's all cascading down to his feet. Like, after 6 seconds of standing out of the shower, his feet are then wet again.
Yeah.
Like, this is an odd one.
Okay. I'm trying not to picture Tyler nude, so let's move on.
Why did you, Dad, you made a noise when he was reading his handle. Like, what's happening?
Well, I mean, everybody's like promoting themselves, you know.
Well, I think Yeti told them, say your name and wherever. Okay. I assume.
Yeah, because people like that. Why not? They're willing to contribute to the show. Give them a little shout out online.
My dad, who's the most self-promoting person in the world, hates it when other people do what he does more than anybody.
What do you mean your Twitter handle isn't at Greg Cody Fan Club 69?
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Right.
And you're mad about some guy named Tyler trying to get his handle out for the people for a little love. Can we give Tyler a little love?
Give me your quirk. I'm not asking for your Instagram handle. Give me your quirk. Damn it.
We did, though. I mean, we literally, I think, did based off the way everyone's starting. And it's like, let them have their, this is their moment. They're creating content for us. Why can't they have a little shine? You are so weird with this. You're like this with everyone.
Go for it.
You don't like to help anyone.
I'm a helper.
Anytime you go on a podcast, I have to like call you and be like, please retweet this. Because like it's like do the humanly decent thing and just like show a little love.
Okay. You may not have noticed. This is a tangent and we'll get off it in a second. I'm not a serial tweeter. I'm not the kind of person who tweets 20 or 30 times a day. Notice that.
What does that have to do? I
tweet very judiciously, and I'm careful about what I retweet and what I tweet. And so I don't automatically retweet something. If I'm on, you know, 5 minutes of some show in Seattle, Washington, I'm not going to retweet that. Nobody cares.
Why? Why wouldn't you want your followers to see things you're doing?
It's more exposure for you and for our show.
Hey, Greg. I did this thing. Like, what are you, like, you're just, see, that's what I mean. Like, I called you out on being weird, and then you defended yourself by saying how weird you are.
All right. Okay.
You if you say so, Chris.
Okay. Put that as another quirk of mine, and let's move on.
All right. I really like this next, guys. This one's great.
Hey, guys. It's Andrew. Long time, first time. I have a 10-year-old golden schnoodle, so a relatively large poodle. I've never let him beat me up the stairs in 10 years. He's never beaten me, and he won't. That's all.
And he won't. That's my favorite part. We need to call PETA. Like, I've got some, like, animal crew. I bet he's grabbing legs. Like, he's trying to keep his victory. I'm sure there's times where he's slacking. You know, it's early in the morning, 6 a.m., and that thing's darting up there, and he's, you know, I to be a fly on the wall for some of these matches up the stairs.
How many times does he play the do-over card? Like, oh, wait, time out. Hold on, pause. Like when you're
or he's like, or the dog is at the top of the stairs and he goes, you want a treat? And then the dog like stops and comes all the way back downstairs. He probably uses the treat thing with the dog. Oh, that's right. Dirty. That's nasty.
Yeah, there will be a time when the dog beats him up the stairs and he just won't know what to do.
I bet the dog has. I bet he made that up. You know what? I'm calling BS. Yeah. Skeptical Chris.
Right.
We should see if he has a significant other and they'll tell us the truth.
Videotape the race. Show us on video the race and tweet at the Greg Cody Show.
I need a sample size of like 100 races that I'm not going to watch, but I need that sample size.
At least 3 races. Yeah, get on video for sure.
And by the way, what was that bizarre dog of his? What did he call it?
It was like a bigger poodle.
A schnoodle or something like that.
It was like a slightly larger poodle, I think. Or was it smaller poodle? I don't know. Some kind of poodle.
Well, the big poodles are called standard poodles because Nellie's Diner, my Nana, and Pop, her husband, had a standard poodle. Bizarre.
Wow.
Because it looks just like a poodle, but it's like the size of a small horse.
Right.
It's the most bizarre animal on earth.
You really, this was a fun place you bought the conversation.
Yeah, let's move on.
This is Rachel from Nebraska. I'm responding to the weird thing that freaks you out, and mine is little pieces of paper, especially if they're wet. It, like, freaks me out. For real. Like, if I'm at a restaurant, someone unwraps a straw and crumples it up and throws it up across the table, that's horrifying. I have to, like, avert my eyes or put a salt shaker in the way, something like that. It really creeps me out. Or throw it on the floor or throw it away or something. So, anyway, enjoy the podcast. Enjoy listening. And talk to you guys later. See ya.
Oh, wow. She would not be friends with me. I love crumbling up the little paper with the straw and throwing it across the table, either at somebody or in their drink. Sometimes I do the beer pong thing where I try to throw it in their drink, and sometimes I just throw it at them. But I love her defense that when someone does this at a restaurant, she picks up the salt shaker to hide her eyes. I just love the visual of me throwing my wrapper and her way of like, oh my, and like just horrified grabbing the salt shaker and putting it across her eyes.
Chris, I think she just moves it on the table like you used to with your siblings. You move the cereal box so they can't see you at the breakfast table. She just moves it to where it's out of her line of sight. I don't think she uses it to shield her eyes.
What size is she? That you have the salt shaker on the table blocking her eyes? Like, so you have her...
Look, when it comes to quirks, you do whatever it takes to survive, Chris.
So you have her sitting at, like, her nose is at, like, the level of the table? Like, that's where you have...
You never know. You'd feel really bad if it turned out that that was true.
Was it Ashley, I think?
It was Rachel.
Oh, damn it. All the names. I don't know why I heard Ashley. Maybe it's because I'm hanging out with a family friend, Ashley, tonight. And that's maybe. I'm just deflecting right now. Like, I'm just
name dropper.
I have a paper thing in this. Greg, I'm sorry, but I can't touch newspaper without like having lotion on my hands. Like,
I hear that.
Seeing it gives me the nail on a chalkboard thing, even all kinds of paper. If my hands are dry, wow. I get chills as if someone ran their hands down a chalkboard. I can't hold chalk either. It's the same thing. It's just, it's a moisture thing.
Did you segue to chalk with that? Like, you use like, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Also, can't touch chalk. You like hit us.
Yes, I did. I segued right into it, but yeah.
That was perfect.
Rachel, thank you for your call, and I sanction what she said. I think there's no place on earth for the random little bit of paper. And Chris Cody, who's afraid of empty paper bags, has no room to talk about anything Rachel just said.
I just love her being horrified at me just doing the harmless game of throwing that little paper across the room like nothing.
It's not harmless. You could put an eye up.
Let's get to,
you'll shoot your eye out.
Let's get to Sean.
Hey, it's Sean from Vegas, and just listening to the podcast, and I heard you talking about idiosyncrasies. This one's a little weird, might be a little weird, Cody. Ever since I was a baby in my crib, when I sleep on my stomach, I will headbutt the pillow at random times during the night, in some cases quite violently. And I had forgotten about this until a certain sleeping partner was woken up by that, and it totally freaked her out. And that was the end of that relationship. So, yeah, that might be a little weirder than most. So hopefully that works for the show. You never know. Greg, thanks for Lobo's update. Have a great day.
Thank you. What a shallow relationship that was. I mean, geez, like he has like something that happens in his sleep, and she's just like, I'm out of here. I can't live with anyone that has any kind of issues.
I think anything that involves headbutting a pillow is a little bit on the uber quirky side.
Hell yeah.
If the pillow starts headbutting back, then he's got a problem.
Okay. Guys, this is exciting. Steve just texted me and called me back. I'm going to call him back right now. Let's see.
Hey,
Steve, I'm calling you. You're live on the podcast. All right. So we just did your video. All right. And we're a little skeptical. You know, you pre-recorded videos. You could have had these pre-written out for you. Like we're impressed by what you're giving off here, but we want to kind of put you on the spot and see if you can actually just do this off the top of your head.
All right. Who needs me?
All right. Look at you. You got to laugh already. The Zoom's laughing. All right. Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh, Jesus. A-U-T. I'm not doing a last name. I spell it regularly.
All right. Well, so we have to come up with because I figured you might not be able to spell that. So we already had this discussion. So yeah, we're gonna go. All right, Jonathan Zaslow.
A Z L O S W. Oh Jesus Christ! You guys are killing me on the air.
Yes.
I'm not under pressure here. A L S O W Z.
Oh, all right. So maybe we'll help him out with the edit there. Probably not though.
Probably.
All right, Yastrzemski.
A-Y-Z. I don't know how to spell that one either.
Okay. All right. I'm giving you a C- on this. I've actually, the funny thing is I called Steve because I've been with him at a bar before and I know that he actually can do this. So I was doing a little produce it on my own, being skeptical when I know you can do this. So I'm going to give you a pass and say that the moment got to you here, but I just love the idea of you like kicking yourself for the next like few days over this appearance.
That's fine. My weekend's ruined, but it's good.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. How weird. Yeah, he texted me back, by the way. I texted him. He's like, was that a butt dial? Because like some people you just text with.
I barely call my wife on the phone, so it's fine.
All right, later.
By the way, I don't want to embarrass Steve, but he got Tua wrong. He said A-U-T, and it should be A-T-U.
You're right.
I love how bad he was there. That's perfect. We're leaving that all in.
He got a three-letter word wrong.
I've been at a bar with this. He can do that. Like, that's why it is a quirk of his. It is impressive, but I love how he choked in that moment right there like that.
Oh, he was on standby for the Freedom call. He texted me and says, if you need me, I'm there for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He pitched that. We were going to go to that in the 4 a.m. hour of Freedom. Like, that was on our list of things we can go to, but we never got to it.
Yeah, in an emergency, okay. Could have been our escape hatch, and he would have totally failed.
Yeah, I'm glad it was very low on our list.
That was, oh my god, that couldn't have gone better in my mind. Like, if he crushed it, it's not as funny as him just because he is like he will the rest of the weekend be very upset, and that makes me happy.
Love you, Steve. All right, next caller.
Yeah, my name's Jordan Hedrick. I'm from South Central Kentucky. I'm not going to leave the social media handle because I don't remember it. I don't use it enough. But essentially, my pet peeve is like when I walk in a room and I see face plates of like a light switch or a plug-in. They all have to be facing same direction. They all have to be vertical. And I keep a small screwdriver in my pocket. So if I see one that it's not straight up and down, I'll actually fix it. And if I don't, it drives me insane. So I have a pocket knife in case I forget my screwdriver. But, yeah, so that's my little pet peeve. But, yeah, all right, I enjoy the show. Thanks, guys.
What a handy quirk.
Yeah, for real.
Wow, I love that quirk.
Greg, while Bill Cody was a carpenter, was he also a handyman? Would he do something like that and just fix things as he saw them?
Well, nothing was ever askew because he always had a level with him. And so there was not a wall hanging in our house that was 2 degrees off. It would drive him crazy to see a faceplate off balance, but he did not carry tools with him on a social occasion, I'm proud to say. So this guy, though, that's a good quirk. Not being annoyed by the askew faceplate, but having the tools with you to take action right then. That's a good quirk.
I feel like there's a Larry David thing of like someone being like, don't fix my thing. Like, let it be. I wanted it that way, even though they didn't. Like, just getting like, hey, you're coming. You're just going to fix my thing without asking me?
Oh, that's totally Larry David. And then a big argument turns into a brawl and they're tumbling around on the floor.
Right. He gets asked to leave the dinner party. Another thing, you gave a thumbs up when that guy did the thing of, I'm not going to give my handle. I'm not on it enough. I'd rather have the handle than the person that's like, oh, I don't do the social media thing. Like, get it. We're addicted to our phones. Like, I don't like the person that tries to brag about how they're not like addicted to social media. Like, I guarantee you, you're looking at your phone a lot.
I just got a text from Steve. Gosh, I blew it.
Text him back. Yes, you really did.
All right. What's next?
All right. Beep count.
This is Beep Count. Twitter handle is @BeepCount on Twitter. I count things. I count everything. I count beeps. I count steps. I count how many times I've said I count in this phone message, which at this point is 6. So, yeah, that's a little weird. Thanks, Yeti.
Thanks, Yeti? I mean, what are we, chopped liver? I mean, geez.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. Now, Beep Count, actually, his account on Twitter, he takes all of Stugatz's game notes on his weekend observations, and he counts the beeps, and he calculates the words beeps per minute as well. And tweets that out every week. It's kind of funny.
Is he a lonely man?
No, he's happily married. He's got two beautiful kids. Okay. One is less than a year and a half old.
What a delightful voice, too. I imagine, man, just now you've got me with the kids. You got me imagining him in the bedroom. I mean, that voice. I mean.
Yeah, I get that.
He probably does. He uses it on Lauer After Hours, though. So
nice plug.
Yeah.
My dad is so mad right now. Look at that. Look at him seething. He's like,
what do you mean your handle's at Levitard Show? Why is it not at Greg Cody's protege?
It's like this whole bit is incestuous.
Incestuous. My dad just murmured.
Incestuous.
I mean, everybody, like, we know everybody. It's like ridiculous. The next time we do a bit like this, I want all strangers. I don't want us to be personal friends with anybody.
Look, you're so weird. That was a good one.
All right. Put that on my list
Dad,
of weirdness.
Sorry that, like, you know, some of your biggest, like, these are people that are, like, our biggest fans, like, that listen to everything in our universe. Thank you for listening, Beep Count.
And we love them. God, we love them.
You know what we haven't talked about in 30 seconds? Me!
We love them.
Yeah.
We love everybody. Love, look at the two of us.
Anyways,
all right,
we got two more. We've gone really long here. We got, hopefully these last two, I don't remember. Hopefully these are tight.
Hey, this is Morris Champion again, at Morris Champion 21. If I use sausage, which I don't eat sausage anymore, I will use the hot dog. Cut it up, put it on there. And also, if you ever want a cheat salad, go to Sheetz and order 2 for $5 subs.
What's happening?
Get no bread, and they will give you the most lettuce you've ever seen. You get the biggest salad. So you basically get 2 full salads for $5. Absolutely wonderful. The only way I reheat food is in a Ziploc bag.
No!
The only way. Because once you put it in a Ziploc bag, it holds in the moisture. Say, for instance, you want to cook a steak. You eat the steak. You only eat half of it. The next day, what do? Eat it cold? Ew, never. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Put it in the microwave. Let it warm up first. Matter of fact, anytime I put something in the stove, whether it be nuggets, anything like that, I'm putting it in the microwave first. I soften it up, put it in there. Sausages, everything. I don't know if that's weird or not. Maybe I just wanted to tell. Y'all do a great one. I love y'all. Y'all be good.
What was that first 45 seconds?
I love that.
The last 20 seconds were genuine, like, interesting quirks. The first 45 seconds were just him recommending things. Like, I love the 2 sandwiches at this restaurant. Like, what are we talking about?
He referenced Sheetz, and Sheetz is the premier gas station. So I miss having one around where I'm at. But I know where that guy's from.
But is that a quirk, liking Sheetz?
What?
Like, liking that restaurant is a quirk? Like, I'm just like, I love it. Believe it. That was one of my favorite. I'm not ripping that.
It was a life hack. That was a life hack. Order 2 subs without the bread, and you have enough salad. You've got monster salads for $5.
Once again, a life hack. Not really a quirk. I love it. I just love, that guy was all over the place, and that was one of my favorite.
I've talked to that guy a couple times on Twitter. I know exactly.
Another friend of Yeti's.
No.
Look at this incestuous relationship.
Turned out we used to live in the same town. And
the last one will be Yeti's father. Oh, no, damn it. Why'd I do that?
Oh, yeah, he's dead, Chris.
I'm sorry. I was like, as soon as I said it, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, way to go there, Christopher.
All right, yeah, let's, last caller right here.
Hello, Greg. This is Tom Luciano from Climax, Kentucky. Speaking of Climax, some may find it weird that Mrs. Musiana and I quite enjoy listening to podcasts while engaging in nocturnal meandering. Do you and Mrs. Cody incorporate any auditory enhancements while in the throes of passion? I will hang up and eagerly listen. Good day, y'all.
Oh, I missed that guy. He's called in before. I remembered Climax Kentucky. Maybe we have 2 guys from Climax Kentucky, but I believe that's the same guy.
Yeah, no, that's right. He called in. He called in with the AMA and asked about Chris asking about virginity, and so here he is again.
He had me at nocturnal meandering.
Dad, your answer.
Yeah, what's your answer?
My answer is none of your bleeping business.
Oh, wow,
dang Tom, you touched a nerve.
No, we're all good.
It'd be weird if you were listening to Mystery Crate in the bedroom with Mom.
Yeah, that would be great.
With his eyes open.
Dad, I saw that the number one podcast that you listened to this year was The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Imagine that. Imagine that. I mean, is that unusual, though? Come on. If you have a podcast, it's going to be your most listened to podcast.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
If you're a narcissist.
All right. Well, I got to listen to make sure you guys are doing a good job.
You mean you get a file before the podcast gets released, though. The night before you're listening to it, you listen to the whole episode, and it's not like, that's not what we're talking about here. This is you.
Right. Well, it did lead my top 5. I will say that. but that's okay. Spotify told me that was okay. As if I would be embarrassed, Spotify, when it was showing me that, actually said something like, there's nothing unusual for a member of your family to listen to your podcast a lot, or some bullshit like that.
That was weird.
So thank you, Spotify.
Oddly personal.
If you had to listen to a podcast during Nocturnal Meanderings, what would you listen to?
Yeah.
My own. The Greg Cody Show. Yeah, no doubt about it. But slower. Instead of at real speed, it would be at 0.5.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's the sight, the sound, the smell of it. Morning, night, or noon. It's the feeling you're always welcome. And when you leave, we'll see you soon. It's the place you always go to. When you're with friends or you're all alone.
Step back in time when you step into Nelly's Diner. It's the only place in town that tastes Wild Bill Cody's Bison Burger, deep-fried in Nana's 100-year-old lard. Or try a tall stack of our award-winning PFBI pancakes. Dig into the signature Thang-a-Thang salad. Or try an Uncle Dick footlong. Anything you want and anytime you want it, we got it. All served up with a free side of smiles. We are right where we've been for 60 years at 1440 Zagacki Street downtown. Nelly's Diner. It's the taste of home you never had because your mom sucked at cooking.
It's the taste of Nelly's Diner that makes you feel at home.
We invited listeners to give us their quirks, and this is the quirk episode, and we figured who knows us better than our wives, and so invited them to share their quirks.
How was this process for you guys? Because you're going to hear it in mine. This was a bit of a thing.
Yeah, mine was annoyed that she had to even record. Like, what?
Boom.
Yeah, mine too.
Exactly.
And she was on her way out the door to work, and I'm like, oh, you forgot to record the thing. And she's like, I don't have time, but here, throw out your recorder.
Yeah.
Me and my wife were getting my daughter ready for karate. They were about to go, and she's just like you're spurring this on me now. Like, I have because granted, I asked her to do this like a half hour before we recorded. Like, I did not give her a lot of time. In her defense, I was kind of last minute.
Sounds like we have bad timing.
Yes.
Yeah. Or bad wives, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, now.
Yeah, my timing was not very good either. We were in a hotel room for an event, you know, getting ready to go downstairs and get our drink on. And at the last minute, I'm like, oh, shit, you got to record this thing for me.
All right, so let's first start with Yeti. Let's hear Yeti's quirks.
Yeti's quirks. Where do I begin? I'm only going to name a couple that drive me a little bit batty. Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to name three. He likes to tap drum beats with his teeth, and it drives me bananas. And then there's checking the locks on the doors a million times before going to bed. And then there was his daydreams about tragic events happening and thinking they're really going to happen, and his paranoia.
It's always good to be prepared, lady.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's got my God. Wait a minute. You tap beats with your teeth?
Yeah, it's just a thing. Like, there's constantly a song on my head at all times.
I need to hear this. Give me a little taste.
And so, like, hold on, let me think of a good one. Like,
okay.
And I do something in the back of my head that kind of acts as the bass drum that only I can hear, because it's just in my ears.
That would be annoying. Like, so it's kind of cool, but like, if I lived with you, I could see that being very annoying.
But I usually do it with my mouth shut, you know. But I found out, I listened to a recent interview with Dave Grohl, and he did the same thing, and I'm like, maybe I'm a musical genius too. What's up? You
know, see, I'm more like, I thought when she was saying checking locks, I was thinking that it was going to be like before leaving the house. But before bed, like it's pretty, like the door's generally locked. I don't get that.
I am down to only checking on my kids to make sure they're breathing to like twice a night now instead. It used to be like eight times because I just assume they're dead.
What? Wow.
Yeah. This is the catastrophizing that I live with. I walk out to my car and I'm like looking. I'm like, who's going to come around here with a gun? Like just preparing myself to be able to, you know, attack. I stopped wearing flip-flops several years ago because how am I supposed to kick somebody's ass in flip-flops if they attack my family?
Jesus. You are outdoing your wife in terms of revealing quirks.
Yeah. Those are just
that was great, though.
That I do.
I like the general paranoia. That's good.
Yeah, my therapist calls it catastrophizing, and she's right.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know there was a word for that.
I think we need to have a whole episode centered around this.
We could.
But anyways, all right.
Enough about me. Let's dunk on you for a minute, Chris.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear this experience that I had with my wife.
So Chris just handed me his phone, and he wants me to talk about how weird he is. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't decide on just one thing.
And you seem annoyed with me this morning, so this is maybe not the best time to ask you this.
It's very true.
What are weird things about me?
You don't wash off your dishes after you're done eating. You just put them in the sink, if you even put them in the sink.
It seems more of like just a complaint than
sometimes
a quirk.
You just put them next to the sink and not even in the sink.
It's more of a complaint than a quirk.
It's annoying.
What else do I do?
You don't ever put your laundry away.
That's more of like in the complaint category.
I put my laundry away. Gracelyn puts her laundry away. You live out of your laundry basket.
We're looking for a quirk. This is a complaint.
You poop with the lights off.
Wow, now we're getting somewhere.
I like to be walking to the laundry room and hear like sound coming from the bathroom. The door's cracked open and you just hear a sound, but the lights are off and you just hear a sound and it, you're pooping.
It's a quirk. That's fair. I don't know. Why do you need lights on in the bathroom? I mean, maybe when I'm about to wipe, I'll flick the lights on. But for the main event, you don't really need lights.
Like, I understand if you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's a quirk. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Love you.
Okay. It took a while to get there, but
yeah, the first two were just complaints.
I was like, what are you doing? You're just annoyed with me. I explained beforehand. I was like, we're looking for something that like only I do. And she just starts rattling off like complaints because the dishes aren't done.
Greg, do you poop with the lights off?
Yeah, generally. I mean, look, I know where everything is. Like, I don't need lights to identify where I'm wiping.
The Cody thing.
You know? I mean, I sort of know.
I'll keep him off during the daytime, like, because I like the natural light that's coming in.
There you go. Look at it. So I'm not that strange.
Fan on, lights off.
So it's not a quirk.
That's right.
Yeah.
Look at me.
But I always close the door because I'm not going to wish that on anybody.
Yeah, so far, Yeti is quirkier than Christopher based on what I've heard.
All right.
Greg, let's go to yours.
Okay, so I was asked to describe what Greg Cody's weirdest quirk or oddest quirk or craziest quirk is, and for some reason the man cannot burp like a regular human being. Instead of making the natural burping sound and apologizing, every burp he makes either has the word Brad in it or the word ass wipe in it, and none of us can quite figure out what that means. And he does it without even thinking when there's people from outside the family, and they just laugh, and we just shake our heads.
So true.
It gets funnier every time.
It's so true. Why do you, like, ass wipe?
No,
Brad. Like that's what it sounds like. Me and my brother have perfected it over the years. Right. It's Brad. Like if he gets a guttural burp, Brad. Ass wipe.
Can you burp on command and maybe pull it off for the listeners?
No, this is it's totally organic. It would be an insult if I tried to recreate
it. It sounds what I just did. It sounds like that.
I mean, it may sound like those words. Obviously, they're not those words.
Ass but wipe.
Right, that's the one that gets me. I can understand Brad. It sounds like something my dad would have done, like Brad.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
But ass wipe?
That was more of a frog, what you just did. Brad.
That's how my dad burped. So.
Yeah. There's actually a third one, a third sound I make that she didn't mention, and it's the word yike. That tends to be the higher pitch burp. It comes out as the word yike. Yeah. So I can't help it. You know, it's just, that's me. I got to be me. Da, 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 da.
It has made us perplexed for years. We have just always like, Dad, what are you? And he'll just do it at the dinner table. He'll do it like my mom said, around like family, friends. And it's like they go home and tell their friends. There's this guy in Florida that he burps and he says Brad.
Yeah, it is an involuntary sound. I don't want to make it sound like I create these sounds on purpose. I mean,
put that on the wall as ass wiping involuntary sound.
Again, it may sound like ass wipe, but you know, it's actually not. So, what can I tell you?
I'm done.
Okay. All right. I want to thank all our callers who phoned into our hotline, our quirk hotline. That was some funny stuff. I'm glad to hear that you all are as weird as we are. And thank you to our wives, the three lovely brides who allowed you to share what they think are the weirdest things about us. And I'm not proud to say that the weirdest thing about me may have won the gold medal there. I'm not sure. That's for you all to decide. What do you think, Yeti? Who won the gold medal on that?
It's funny because like I think there's a little bit of obsessive compulsiveness in a lot of my quirks.
Right.
Some little tics and things like that. Chris is just kind of, we found out that he's less quirky. We're all equally as quirky as Chris when, you know, coming to pooping with the lights off. I mean, his bag thing is more peculiar than that.
Yes.
But the fact that it's your insistence to do what you do and your refusal to admit that those are the sounds you're making.
Yeah.
That's what I think is the funniest.
Right.
But I think that's where it sets you apart.
I just can't bring myself to admit that on some level I'm doing that intentionally, because that's a short trip to insanity. When you go that far, you know, you're pretty much just admitting I'm completely insane. Why are you listening to me? Okay, so
if you say so, Greg.
That's right. Now, I want to do a little sports here, because Yeti, I don't know how much you follow the headlines, but the University of Miami is going hard after the Oregon coach, Mario Cristobal. And that's big news down here. It's all anybody's talking about. And at this point, I just want to say, man, they have swung publicly for the fences. They've gone after this star coach from Oregon while their sitting coach is sort of twisting in the wind.
Yeah, have they officially released Manny?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Manny Diaz is still on the check. He's still going into homes recruiting, saying, I don't know what he's saying. I'm Manny Diaz, the coach for now of the University of Miami. I don't know how he's couching that, but it's pretty embarrassing to him. But the point in all this is, University of Miami, you better get Mario Cristobal, because it's basically been reported that you're going to. And if you don't get him at this point, it's a huge embarrassment.
Yeah, if you're swinging that publicly, making that big of a swing, and miss, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, and it's the same with the athletic director. They're also trying to hire a new AD, and they're going hard after the guy from Clemson who basically turned around the Clemson program in the last 10 years. So they're aiming high with those two guys. Man, you better get them after you've advertised that you're optimistic you will. So I also want to mention, speaking of college football, damn Nick Saban again. We spent the whole season saying, all right, finally, Georgia and you know, the Cinderella Cincinnati. And no, you know what's happening? Nick Saban's going to win it all again. He kicked Georgia's ass Saturday. I watched that whole game. I was at an event in Miami, and on a hotel TV, I watched that game. And I was just shaking my head, because bleeping Nick Saban just finds a way to be relentlessly great when you don't think he is. We thought this was an off year for Saban. He beats the number one team by, what, 3 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Crazy.
One way to look at it, though, is that Georgia could lose this game and still make the playoffs. So you could say that Alabama had more to play for.
True.
And so if they meet again, maybe it's a little bit more even of a fight. But I would have a really hard time betting against Saban, as much as I would love to.
Oh, my God. If they meet again, my money's on Saban again. And I did think Alabama was going to win. I have to say that. But if there was any doubt who was going to win the Heisman Trophy, Bryce Young tore apart that supposedly the best defense in the history of college football. So with that, podcast family, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We did. Had a lot of fun with the quirks and our wives making fun of us and all that stuff. And thank you all. Again, rate, review, subscribe, whatever the hell you do to a podcast, do it. And do it repeatedly. And we'll see you again next week. And before we leave you, I want to mention very quietly, the Miami Dolphins have won 5 games in a row. They should be the talk of the NFL, but they're not, because nobody cares about the Dolphins except me and this podcast.